Mindful Business Evolution, the podcast where networking, mindset, and technology converge to empower success. In today's fast-paced world, navigating the complexities of business while nurturing personal growth can often feel like a daunting task.
Hey, welcome to Mindset Monday on Mindful Business Evolution. I am Heather, your host. I am so grateful to be here today. It's another wonderful week. So this week I am, we're on week four of the 52 Small Changes for the Mind by Brett Blumenthal. And I am so excited because this is like what I'm doing right now. So it's like perfect. I was like, of course, that's what we're doing right now. So being a goal setter, the quote for the week is, if you want to live a happy life, tie it to a goal, not to people or things, by Albert Einstein. So what are you doing to set goals for yourself? What kinds of goals do you set for yourself? Do you only set career goals? Do you set health goals? Do you set, you know, emotional goals, spiritual goals? You could have all kinds of goals. Do you have goals about the kinds of plants you want to have in your life? The kind of home you want to manufacture in your life, right? What are your goals? What do you want to set goals for? And then this book is so awesome. It walks you through like the different things you need to know about walking the path towards your goals. So you got to choose goals that are actually authentic to you, because you won't achieve them if they're not aligned with what you inside want. Think big and small. Sometimes we need a really big goal that we take steps to, but we need some small goals along the way. So thinking big and small. And then, of course, always using the SMART goal technique, specific, measurable, actionable, relevant, and timely. So if you want, actually, I can include the link to her. Sorry, I'm going to take a breath. In her book, she has in the back an appendix with all of the worksheets for things like goals and everything that she has here, and it's available on her website. So I will go ahead and attach the link to that, so that you can work through this for yourself. And it's really great because, like, specific, okay, what does that mean? And then she breaks down with additional questions to ask yourself so that you can really hone in on the specificity of your goals and your action items, and how it does it connect to you and how it's relevant to you. And then, of course, putting the timeline on it so that you can track it, right? You're going to be able to kind of track something. There has to be something trackable. So even if it's an emotional goal, there's a physical trackability in it, the result of you doing this, other things change. So what is that ripple effect for you? So in there, you can find something that you can actually measure. Even if you feel like it's not a tangible thing, there's a ripple effect that's going to happen, right? So if my goal is to love myself more, then what am I going to see in my life that shows me that I'm doing that for myself? So those are the things to think about with that. So then this week, I also popped over to the paths to the Yoga Sutras, a practical guide to the core of yoga by Nikolai Bachman. And we've read this before. So I was really connecting with Saucha. And I read the whole chapter, so I clicked to the wrong place. So let me get that open. Where did I put you? Where did I put you? There it is. All right. So Saucha is cleanliness in Sanskrit. So cleanliness is indeed next to godliness by John Weasley. And I was reading this because there's different ways that we need cleanliness in our lives. And I thought that this went really good with creating goals. So if our goal is to have better mental health, say, then maybe we need to clean up our mental health and our mental well-being. And what would it look like? What is it that we might need to clean out of there? Are they limiting beliefs? Are there things that we need to connect to? So I thought this was a really, they went hand in hand, of course. They, you know, whatever it is that I put together, it always, you can see how the parallels of what works together, right? So I really enjoyed the exercises here. So this is pages 175 in the Path of Yoga Sutra. And it goes on to for a couple of pages. And I really enjoyed this idea, especially for those of us working from home. Cleaning off your desk at the office, which could be our homes, right? Putting everything neatly in its proper place. So making sure all your pens are put away. Do you have extra makeup on your desk? I kind of have like all my vitamins and supplements are like all over my desk. Like right now I'm looking at my desk going, and I got like way too many books on my desk. Like I was like, oh yeah, I could do that. Even though it felt cleaner, like everything has its little spot. I got like baskets for things. It's still too much stuff around, right? Like I could put my markers in their marker spot. They don't need to be on my desk, things like that. So just taking that moment to really look at, you know, you're constantly moving around in the space, then you might have more clutter than you realize. And taking that time to reset your space and then notice how it feels afterwards when you come to your desk. This is a great thing to do, right? For Friday, so that you're ready for Monday morning. But maybe it's Monday and you're listening to this now and you're going to start your week off better by just taking 5-10 minutes for yourself and putting these things away. Set a timer, play a couple songs, you know, set the stage for yourself, make yourself feel good about this, taking a minute for yourself. Because then that space is clear and then your brain becomes more clear and then your thoughts and things flow better. So I want you to experience that. So the only way to do that is to do it for yourself, to practice, right? So nobody's perfect. We all got to do our things and we got to practice these things. And if anybody's known me for a long time, clutter is something that's followed me in my life and I work on it on a regular basis because I have had to give myself new boundaries and learn how to be less cluttered in my life. So, I mean, we just practice. So take that moment, take a few minutes, clean off your desk. Clean your area, maybe even vacuum the floor. Shh. Don't tell anybody. Don't do that. No. So, you know, what can you get done in 10 minutes? It probably depends on how much stuff you have on your desk, how many things you have going on in your space, right, that you can bring down. So with that, I hope you have a great week. I hope that you set some incredible goals for yourself. You clear the space so that you can achieve those goals. And I am looking forward to talking to you soon. Namaste. Mwah.